This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Just 10 days before the midterm elections and one of the most closely watched races in the country is neatly summarized by the incumbent, Congressman Patrick Murphy.
It's two Irish Catholic guys and an Irish Donnybrook here in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Mr. Murphy was elected to represent Pennsylvania's 8th District in Bucks County in 2006, when the prevailing issue was the war in Iraq. Mr. Murphy served two tours there with the 82nd Airborne, came back opposed to the war, and defeated Republican Representative Mike Fitzpatrick by about 1,500 votes. They're running against each other again this year, but now the U.S. commitment in Iraq is winding down, while U.S. forces widen the war in Afghanistan. The overwhelming political issue is joblessness. Unemployment in the district stands at 8%. Miller's Ale House in Langhorne, in the southern, largely Democratic slice of the 8th, Congressman Murphy shares a bucket of beer and watches the Phillies playoff game with Danny Ever, Richard Donovan, Jim McMahon, and Steve Feldman, all members of Local 269 of the Electricians Union.
You know, how many of these guys are out of work? Out of work. Out of work. Out of work. Out of work. But you know what? We still support you because we know you're with us.
You're gonna put us back to work. If Fitzpatrick gets in, I might as well just look at being out of work like this. It's gonna be a long, long time. Long time.
In his campaign office, Congressman Murphy stays on message.
It's jobs, jobs, jobs. You know, people are hurting out there, and I want to make sure that our country continues to move in the right direction. And I think people in Bucks County and the 8th Congressional District, they get it, that we cannot go back to the failed Bush-Fitzpatrick economic policies that ran this country into a ditch to begin with. We need to move our country forward, and that's what I've been trying to do.
And what about people who say, well, I mean, you've had almost 2 years to make the needle move a bit. Things have only gotten worse.
Well, in my case, they understand that the person who's complaining about unemployment ran this country into a ditch to begin with. So it's basically like an arsonist complaining about the fire department's response time. So they understand that he's culpable in this mess.
Huge cement mixers unload at Sylvie Concrete in Fairless Hills, where a tent in the parking lot houses a luncheon fundraiser for the congressman's opponent. The marquee speaker is the governor of neighboring New Jersey, Chris Christie, who lends his fame as a budget cutter to Mike Fitzpatrick.
He will stand up for this congressional district, and he will stand against crazy spending, out-of-control debt, and even higher taxes. He will say no to those things, not because he wants to say no, but because he's right for saying no.
Mike Fitzpatrick didn't challenge Congressman Murphy in 2008. He had colon cancer that year, which is now in remission. Mr. Fitzpatrick believes that current Democratic policies of increased government regulations and red tape, which has discouraged people from spending and businesses from hiring.
We need to create and encourage consumer confidence, which will occur when people are going back to work and earning paychecks, which will occur when small businesses start investing in their businesses and hiring people. It's just a difference in philosophy. The incumbent Congressman Patrick Murphy believes through massive federal government spending and programs like the stimulus bill that we can somehow take federal dollars and create work. In my experience, in my estimation, those jobs are generally not permanent jobs. What I desire is a government that spends less and taxes less, that encourages an organization like Sylvie Company, we're in front of today, to invest through the purchase of more trucks, more equipment and supplies, hire more people working in the economy means more people paying payroll taxes, which means more money back to the federal government. So it's a pro-growth economic philosophy that I prefer, which is much different than the philosophy of the current incumbent.
Republicans enjoy a slight traditional edge in voter registration in the 8th District. But in recent years, Democrats like Congressman Murphy have run well by campaigning on national issues like their opposition to the war in Iraq and support for Barack Obama. But G. Terry Madonna, who's director of the Center of Politics and Public Affairs at Franklin and Marshall College, says anxieties about the economy and unemployment are local and personal, which could pull 8th District voters back and forth across party lines.
It's a swing district. It has a lot of independent voters. It's voted Democratic in recent years. But Representative Murphy, I think, is only the third Democrat to represent that district since 1911. So if the Democrats can't win Bucks County, my sense of that is that it's going to augur for a good night on election night for Republicans.
The northern part of the 8th Congressional District is rolling, leafy, and often postcard quaint. We encountered Carol Ann Sabino and a friend as they took a morning walk over the Delaware River Bridge into New Hope as a wedge of geese flapped south.
I feel that we need a big change, and I think that whether they are Republicans or Democrats, for the most part, those that have been in power for a long time and have forgotten why they are there need to go. I think, frankly, anyone who has signed on to as much as Patrick Murphy has with the present administration, and I think he's got to go. I'll be happy to see him go.
Across town, Jeff Smith has breakfast every morning at the counter of the Eagle Diner with friends. They read the paper and check their lottery tickets. Mr. Smith is retired. Sounds as if he wants to retire a few politicians on November 2nd. He and his friends say it's irritating to hear Democrats still running against the previous administration, not on their own record.
President Bush is out. It's time we stop looking backwards and go forwards.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a couple years now. What happened? Let's go forward and fix what's broken. I mean, the Tea Party has the right idea.
We want to go back. We can go back to Carter.
I think there's going to be a lot of changes in a couple weeks.
And at Fred's Breakfast, a breakfast club named for an old Bernese mountain dog who belonged to Ellen and Chris Bollenbacher, the owner doesn't say throw the bums out, so much as he seems to believe that running for and serving in office seals politicians under some kind of bubble in which the air they breathe clouds their vision and distorts their judgment. Chris Bollenbacher says that he was a Republican for years, then became a Democrat. Now he's mostly fed up.
We should go to Nebraska and get 70 guys that have a lot of calluses on their hands that have been working their whole lives for everything they have and draft them, put them in the White House and tell them you're now in charge of the country. I have no confidence in any of them right now. I'm sick of them all.
And what makes you sick of them all? Just give us a list.
The health care, the cap and trade, the money that Bush spent, the money that Obama is continuing to spend.
Does it make you want to vote one way or another, or does it want to make you vote at all?
I wish there was an out button. I could just vote out and get rid of them. But I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm going to look for people that have some character. If I can find them, I'll vote for them, whoever they are.
The latest polls out of Bucks County and Pennsylvania's 8th District show Patrick Murphy and Mike Fitzpatrick essentially tied just 10 days before the election, and with perhaps control of the House of Representatives in the balance.